Well, the weather story this week continues to be the wind and the very mild temperatures. We have a big ocean storm out over the Atlantic that'll be drifting toward the west. The circulation around that low pressure and strong high pressure to the north will create gusty and strong winds at times. Now, this is especially true for our beaches, the intracoastal, and areas along the St. John's River, but it'll be breezy everywhere. A tendency to calm down a little bit at night inland, but stay pretty breezy at the beaches. And with water temperatures that are generally in the mid-70s, that means it keeps temperatures warmer at night at the beaches, but cooler during the day. In fact, yesterday, the official high at the International Airport was only 71 degrees. That's the fifth coolest May 9th on record at the International Airport. The coolest is 66 back on May 9th in 1903, but there was some rain to go along with that then. So considering the sunshine and the time of year, pretty remarkable to be as cool as we were yesterday. But nice, right? Temperatures dropping well down into the 50s early this morning, and you can open up the windows. The high pollen counts are long gone. Now, it doesn't mean all the pollen is gone, but if you're not too sensitive to pollen, I'll tell you what, you can again save a buck or two with this week's air conditioner. Put it, you can shut it off for a while, especially in the nighttime hours and during the early morning. The humidity's not bad, even when it's getting well into the 70s during the afternoon. And trust me, you don't have much time to really enjoy this pleasant weather pattern. It will turn noticeably warmer and more humid as we head into the weekend, but then that's what you would expect for the middle of May. So we'll continue to see gusty winds today. Heads up, beaches, a very high rip current risk and dangerous rip currents the rest of the week. The best advice is to stay out of the water, particularly strong today, tomorrow, and Thursday. The good news is that a lot of people are still in school, at least the younger kids, but college students are getting out or already out. So, boy, always with a buddy and as close to a lifeguard as all possible when swimming and surfing, no matter how great you think you are, how great you think your ability is. These are dangerous conditions for this week that will start to ease on Friday and then particularly over the weekend. The storm system over the Atlantic, a lot of chatter out there, I guess we'll call it, about possibly becoming tropical or subtropical. Yeah, that's possible. It doesn't really matter either way as to how it affects our weather. Whether it gets named or becomes a subtropical system, it would most likely be subtropical versus purely tropical. We would still have the gusty winds the next few days, and then a chance for some showers late weekend to the beginning of the weekend. But I'll tell you what, we're still not looking at much rainfall, and that continues to become more and more of a story. And with these winds, we're especially drying out fast. So while some areas managed some downpours late last week on Friday and Friday night, many places did not. And even those that got rain, it's drying out quickly. So our wildfire danger is a significant thing much of this week. And there is a wildfire ongoing near Highway 207 and I-95. It's about 40 acres. It's deep into the woods, so it's not expected to be a problem for any structures at this point, but it is gives you an idea of how dry it is. And it's possible that was ignited by lightning Friday night. Those fires can simmer for quite some time before showing themselves. So the gusty winds, big story, the dry conditions, and the rip currents at our area beaches. We'll have some double-digit breakers now from later today through tomorrow and Thursday at our beaches. That means surf of 6 to 9 feet on average, but there may be some 10-footers at times. So that's going to be pretty churned up water and, again, a dangerous place to be. By the end of the week, the winds will ease by Friday and Saturday as we start your weekend. Warmer temperatures. We'll get back into the mid-80s by Saturday, which is only about where we ought to be this time of year, and then even hotter as it would appear by Sunday and the early part of next week. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.